You know, back in her early 20s, following the death of her mom and the dissolution of her marriage, Cheryl Strayed, she took a hike. A nearly 1,800-kilometer hike along the Pacific Crest Trail alone, from the Mojave Desert to the state of Washington. And years later, she wrote about that journey in a book that actually caused Oprah Winfrey to restart her book club. Wild, From Lost to Found on the Pacific Crest Trail, is Cheryl Strayed's best-selling memoir. Tonight, she's speaking and signing books at Barbara Jo's Books to Cooks in Vancouver. But first, she joins us here in Studio 10. Good morning.
Good Welcome. Morning. It's great to be here.
Great to see you. Why did it take you so many years to put this to paper?
Well, first of all, I had another book in me. When I was taking that hike, I was 26 and I was very much an aspiring writer. And I think like a lot of writers, I had that first book that was just burning in my bones, and that was my first novel, Torch. After I wrote and published that, I thought, what next? And I didn't feel it was time to tell the story of my hike until some years had passed. Memoir, the art of memoir isn't what happened, it's what meaning the writer made of what happened. So it took me some time.
So you could recount what happened, but then put it in some context.
Put it in some context, and really just me as a human having an awareness of really what that experience meant. The point of Wild isn't, look at me, I walked this really long way. You know, many people have taken greater adventures and been bolder and braver and all of those things. Really the point is, as you alluded to, I went out on that hike in a real state of sorrow and grief. And it took some time for me to sort of grow through all of those things and look back and see.
But when you finally put it down on paper, were you surprised by how many people read the book? How many people like Oprah and others in Hollywood read this book and passed it on to others to say, you've got to read this. You've got to read about this journey this woman took.
Of course I was surprised. I think, you know, what's happened with Wild over this past year really has been so shocking and so amazing. And what's happened is from everyone from Oprah to Reese Witherspoon, who optioned the book, to the many, many people I meet at my events. I hope I meet some tonight mm-hmm. here in Vancouver. But what they say is really the same thing, that in my story, they recognize themselves. And this is the case for men and women and people in their 60s and 70s and 80s and people in their 20s. It's been really interesting.
Very popular book. It was on the New York Times bestsellers list for a number of weeks. For those who haven't read it, five or six people, can you give us a bit of a taste of the journey you took on the Pacific Crest Trail?
Well, you know, I was really on a very remote hike on a remote trail. I would go days on end without seeing another human being, and I was carrying a really heavy pack. And while doing this, I was trying to figure out, essentially, how I could continue. I had made a lot of mistakes. A lot of hard things had happened in my life. And so it was really a way for me to kind of gather myself and save myself. And so you get that serious emotional stuff in the book, but you also get the fun of the adventure, the journey.
As I mentioned, your mom had passed, and so this journey became, it was physical, but it also became an emotional journey in your life. So how did the physical journey help you deal with your grief?
Well, the physical part of the journey was such a surprise to me. I, of course, knew it would be hard. I didn't know how hard it would be. And here I had been so in my emotions, and on the trail I couldn't focus on them. I had to focus on how am I going to lift this pack that I can't lift, or where am I going to find water? And that became actually incredibly healing, because in some ways I was reenacting my internal suffering in a physical way. Those of your listeners who have read the book know I lost toenails. I suffered enormously in a physical way on that hike, and that ended up being just what I needed.
What do you think most of your readers connect with in the book, though?
I think some people really relate to the grief piece. Anyone who's lost someone who was essential to them understands.
And the feeling of loneliness.
And I write about it in a really open way. I think anyone, too, who's either taken a journey or had to take a journey, whether that be in any shape or form, they understand that story. It's a pretty universal and ancient one, really.
You know, when you first pick up the book, you look at this as a trek. But you're signing books tonight at Barbara Jo's Books to Cooks, which is normally reserved for those who write cookbooks. But cooking is really a large part. Food is a large part of this book, this story.
I love it. I love it that I'm having the signing there tonight. Because, yes, of course, any backpacker is obsessed with food, because you're out there, you're eating, you know, dehydrated, reconstituted beans and
Yum.
Rice and so forth. And all you're thinking about when you're out there is, get me to a cheeseburger or, you know, to a salad, any of those foods that you don't have access to.
What sort of lessons did you learn about camp cooking on the trail?
Well, and a hot meal is better than no meal at all.
Even if it is reconstituted beans.
That's right. Well, and I will say what's really interesting about that is having that experience where you don't get to fulfill all of your desires. You don't get what you want. You get what you need. There's something very educational about that. I think it's good for all of us to sort of step out of our regular lives and in some ways deprive ourselves occasionally so we can see how lucky we are.
By the time you finished the trek, had you conquered your grief?
I hadn't. Grief is not conquerable. But what I had done is the opposite. I had accepted. I had accepted that my mom would be dead all the rest of my life. And even though that didn't make me happy, I still miss my mom. I still wish my mom weren't dead. That I could thrive in the face of that. And that was it seems simple, but it was really profound to understand that, to accept that sorrow.
Cheryl, what else did you learn about yourself?
I learned that I really do have, you know, strength through determination. Like I said, I wasn't the best hiker. I wasn't, you know, the fastest or the strongest or the most prepared, but I did it. And that's what mattered. And the person I proved that to was myself.
Did that surprise you?
It didn't surprise me, but I think it was important for me to test it. You know, so much of what Wild is about is really about a rite of passage that I made for myself. I was in my mid-20s and I'd lost my way. And so I created a challenge for myself, and I met it.
You live in Portland now with your family.
I do, just south of here.
Yeah. How often do you get return to the trail?
Often. We love to hike. My kids are 7 and 9. I don't know that they would say they love to hike. They love it once we're out there. But I get to the PCT itself a few times a year. It's up on Mountain Hood, only an hour or so from my house.
But do they appreciate how long this trail is and what Mom did accomplish?
I think that they appreciate it a little bit. I mean, they say, you know, funny thing. Oh, mom loves to, you know, mom loves to hike on Sunday. You know, it's Mother's Day, and they said, well, let us guess what you want to do. And I said, hike. And they said, we knew you would want to do that. And they're not exactly excited about it, but once we're out there, they always love it.
I'm sure, yeah, they're just normal kids.
That's right.
Oh, Mom. How many times have you heard that? Oh, Mom, thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thank you so much.
Cheryl Strayed, the author of Wild, From Lost and Found in the Pacific Coast Trail. Tonight.